Venerable religious and my dear friends in Christ, a most joyous and grace-filled feast of the Immaculate Conception to all of you. This is one of the most beautiful feasts of the entire year. We congratulate our Blessed Mother. We give great thanks to Almighty God for giving us such a mother, for showering her in so many incredible graces. This Feast of the Immaculate Conception is one that ought to inspire many thoughts for us. If you delve into the theology surrounding our Blessed Mother, this could, of course, occupy a person for the rest of their lives. So great are the graces given to her by Almighty God. If you are to pray the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, you could take any one of those invocations and make a meditation upon it. Be filled with awe at the marvelous things God gave to our Blessed Mother. But what is remarkable, no matter the title that we consider of our Blessed Mother, whatever the prerogative, her Immaculate Conception, she tells us, is the best. I believe it was to St. Bridget of Sweden that she revealed, of all of the graces, even, and consider this, even that prerogative of being called the Mother of God, she prefers to even this, the title of Immaculately Conceived. And why is this? Of course, really no greater dignity could be conceived than being called the Mother of God, as she truly is. But it was by her Immaculate Conception, this great gift of Almighty God, that meant she was never, even for a moment, at enmity with God. So great is her love for Almighty God that this is inconceivable to her, that because of original sin, she would be, even for a moment, a child of Satan and at odds with her beloved Creator. And this is why she tells us her Immaculate Conception is the greatest of her graces, her most beloved prerogative. How ought we to properly honor our Blessed Mother in the context of this feast of her Immaculate Conception? Of course, by the very word immaculate, we think of purity. And I believe this is probably the meditation best suited to us to properly give her honor on this her feast. Purity. To resemble her as much as we possibly can. Now, of course, regarding purity or chastity, that we never do anything to defile our bodies. This is, of course, the bare minimum. But the virtue of purity goes far beyond this. After all, it is a virtue. That is, it's not a negative thing. It's not a matter of thou shalt not. We must avoid this and avoid that. Again, we must, and this is the bare minimum. But the virtue of purity is a thing most precious to Almighty God. We must go above and beyond to protect chastity. As mentioned in the sermon yesterday, by living a life of self-control and self-denial. We don't maybe consider this in the Blessed Virgin Mary as often as we do many of the saints. We think of the great ascetics, we think of a St. Francis of Assisi, or a St. John the Baptist, who are known for their great penances and self-denial. And whereas it is true the Blessed Virgin Mary did not need to practice self-denial in such a degree because she was pure from the very first moment of her conception, she did not have that same concupiscence, that tendency towards sin that plagues all of us. But it is true, she lived a life, not only a life of self-denial, but of perfect self-denial and self-control. There was never, even for a moment, in the Blessed Mother's mind, the decision to do something for herself. And this is what ought to spur us on to greater purity and the protection of that great virtue of chastity, but to go even above and beyond, we must have what the spiritual writers call purity of intention. And this is what made our Blessed Mother so great. It is what raised her up above all of the angels and saints. We're told, again, by her stitching, by her cleaning, by her humble daily duties. She became greater in holiness than all of the saints, martyrs, patriarchs, confessors, virgins, than the angels themselves because of her purity of intention. And what does this mean? It could be perhaps a daunting concept, excuse me. But it is, in reality, very simple. Not easy, but simple. And that is, she did everything with one motive, and that was the love of God. And this is something that we can implement. Of course, we will never achieve the heights of perfection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but we are meant to follow her in this example. Practically speaking, how do we do this? Really, it is remembering the presence of God. This, again, is not so easy because we are very distracted creatures. We tend to get caught up in the moment of whatever we are doing, and this is natural. God made our brains a certain way. But as with everything, if we put work into this, we can, step by step, become better. The saints knew this. They realized, if I but think of Almighty God at every possible moment, How will I ever make a bad decision? No matter what I am going through, I'll never be overcome by passion. I'll never give in to discouragement. If I but think of my beloved Creator and all He has done for me. My dear friends, this is what life is all about. It is the very reason for our creation. We are here for nothing else. God made us to become saints. Everything else is either a help or a hindrance to this one goal. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us remember this, to maintain that most beautiful of virtues, purity of body and of soul, purity of intention, to remember what it is we are doing. And remember the words of our Blessed Lord. This was at the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Yes, this is a promise of heavenly bliss. If we maintain that purity of heart, we will save our souls. We will make it to heaven. We will see God face to face. But I believe there is more even. That while we live in this veil of tears, we shall have a special access to Jesus. We will be able to see Him better in our neighbor. We will be able to see the various crosses He sends our way as blessings. We will be able to see that we are meant to become saints. So, my dear friends, let us congratulate our Blessed Mother on this, her feast day, and promise her, especially as we renew our total consecration after Mass today, promise her that we will try our best to imitate her. Be filled with a heavenly joy, an expectation, a holy hope that with our Blessed Mother, we will maintain that purity of heart. We shall see God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.